Hey guys, this is the very last and good morning from my end. So this is a thank you ramble, which I plan to do monthly, I guess. And this is going to be a little special because we recently just got to 100 Discord members, so thank you so much for being here. I am so happy that you guys are entertained enough. I'd also like to thank my mods, Orally and Skeletom, taking care of it whenever I'm away, or helping me run bots and maintain things. And I like to thank my active users and my lurkers. You've all been so cool, just letting me interact with you whenever possible, and you know, just joining in whenever you can. And if you were lurking, well, I'm glad that you check in from time to time. So, thank you so much. To celebrate the 100 Discord audio. Sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm so sleepy. It's just like, and I know it's 7 a.m. here, but I've had a rough night recording another audio at like 2 a.m. So I am a little sleepy. And yes, I did just come from sickness, so I do sound a little off. I apologize. Anyways, right, so to celebrate the 100 Discord users, we came up with an AMA, which is only exclusive to the Discord guys. So if you feel like, oh, I missed this, that's only because it was only announced in Discord. So if you'd like to join, it's free. There is a new verification rule, which is very simple. You don't need to bring any ID or anything, but it's just a way for me to avoid speaking with minors. As you know, there's a crackdown on Discord after child groomers have been exposed, and I don't want people to be looking at my Discord and think that I'm a child groomer. You know, I want this to, you know, I want it when people look into my server that this is a channel, a server of consenting adults. Even though the verification system is bare minimum, but you know, we all want to stay anonymous. I want to stay anonymous, even though you guys interact with me a lot. And so I respect that, and it's a simple verification system. You'll see. It's just a matter of agreeing to the terms and rules, and that's it. Anyways, let's get going. I say a lot of ums and that sucks. I'm sorry. Let's get going. We'll go first with the Canadian Viking, who asks, how did you discover GWA? And I honestly discovered GWA with an interesting Ask Reddit post that showed up on my front page. And I think this is a regular question that pops up every couple of months or every year, because I've noticed it pop up more frequently after I joined GWA. But the question was, how do blind people masturbate? You know, because most of the porn that we are familiar with, or that's on mainstream, is visual porn. And there was a response there that pointed to r/gonewild audio. So I thought, that's interesting. audio part. To be fair, I was already into audio porn in one way or another. I just didn't know it was called audio porn. Thanks to Tumblr. And I just remember accidentally stumbling upon Tumblr pages of visual novels, but they were in audio form, so there's that. But I digress, so let's get back to the topic here. They said it was going with audio, and so I looked into it, and to that thread even more, that thread of comments, and I also saw that it wasn't just, you know, male friendly, it was also female friendly, and there were already early mentions of male voices who were, you know, who had really incredible voices and had great performances, two of which was Entrechat and Bourbon Neat. And if you don't know Bourbon Neat, I think he was like really popular back in the day, but I never got to like interact with him, because when I came on GWA, he was basically gone. Same with Entrechat. He would post sporadically, but that's it. So instead, I ended up getting to know the works of Avalon, or also called as... Shoot, I actually forgot his name. I'm terrible like that. I just know him as Avalon now. Shoot. Yeah, I just know him as Avalon. That's so weird. I actually forgot his username. Curse me. That's also because Avalon is a more distinguishable name, I guess. Anyways, it was based on Fate Stay Night. That one I'm sure of, I think. He's a huge Fate Stay Night fan. Yeah. And it was also populated by guys like Not Who Rose Thinks, F. Stop Fitzgerald, and Was Away Now I'm Back 10. I think that's his full name, yeah, and Moon Dance With Me. And so, like, going through the catalog of those male performers, I was sort of hooked, especially by Todd, or Not Who Rose Thinks, that's just a long name, especially by Todd and Avalon's audios. I think especially for Avalon, they were really into the acting of things. And since I have a little bit of a theater background, I said, oh, okay, that's cool. I like that. I really enjoy that. I'll give it a shot. And so a week after fapping, after a week of consideration, like just exploring, like getting to know how these things work, I made my first post, a verification post. And it got like 90 upvotes or whatnot, and I was only going to be starting with poems, and that was it, because I was in a relationship back then who was definitely not okay with me posting. Like, he was for a while, and then anyway, I don't know, it made the relationship rocky, but anyways, so I wanted to start with that and just stick with that and like disappear after like 6 months, but it never happened, and here we are. I'm making full-on filth for all of you, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. Next question, and this is from Griff. Plans for the future, either your real-life aspirations or audio production dreams. Or how many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth? Whichever is easier. Plans for the future in real life. I do plan to quit my job. I'm doing well in my current job. It's just that I know it's not for me. Well, it is for me, but it's more of a thing that I no longer am interested in or no longer am super passionate about. like there will be bouts of interest, or there will be like bursts of passion being brought into it, but it's just not sustainable for me anymore. It's exhausting. I'm in the people business, so like having to deal with so many people as an introvert is not so cool. I have to focus on other aspects that I am passionate about, in my job, but that's about it. No, my company is okay, and I wish it were better. I wish it had better benefits. I wish it, it's like a complicated situation where I like you, but my eyes are open now, and I see that you don't treat me the way you say you value me. You know what I mean? Like when they say, I know, we really appreciate your work and your contribution, and I do feel it, but the problem is it's not showing up on the pay slips. It's not showing up on benefits. It's not showing up anywhere else. So I guess it ain't for me anymore. That's like one way that dampers the whole situation, on top of the fact that some people are just very difficult to work with. So yeah, I want to quit my job, and I want to get back to my studies. I did promise, not really promise, but I was very interested in getting a master's degree. But it is expensive, and I have to be prepared for that. So probably getting a master's, working freelance, and continuing this whole Lost Frontier gig. Audio production dreams, I've always wanted to like really take it a step up. Like, I don't have a mic, and my setup sucks, which is why I set up my Patreon, so that I can I can upload at a better rate with better quality. And so I like to thank those who are supporting me on Patreon. It really means a lot, and you guys make me feel good about the things that I do too, so thank you. I do want to delve into other content, like streaming, ASMR, like full-on reading, like even maybe audiobooks is something I want to explore. I guess it's in the 2 years that people are saying they like my voice, both in GWA and in my work, like they've used my voice as voiceovers for events and other productions, like it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I can do more with my voice than just being really sexy with it. Well, I'm not gonna lie, I do love being sexy with my voice. As for how many marshmallows can fit in my mouth, I have not played Chubby Bunny. Okay, maybe I have with Flo at one point. Or Bra. You might know him as Bra. I have played Chubby Bunny with Bra. And his bunny is pretty chubby. But I think I ended up with only a small number of marshmallows, like 7, I think. Like 7 really big marshmallows. Mostly because I feel really awkward when it's in my mouth already. So yeah. Anyways, moving on to John's audio. Sorry, John's question. I'm so out of it, guys. Hang on. I might need to take a quick pause. Okay, yeah, sorry. Just take a quick pause to respond to someone on my phone. To John, he asks, any celebrity crushes? I do. I do have celebrity crushes. I'm just trying to like list them all down in my head real quick. male celebrity crushes would have to be Robert Downey Jr. would be one. Because that man is just so witty and, you know, hilarious and cool. And, like, if I were a dude, I would like to be Robert Downey Jr. Like, today, like, present Robert Downey Jr. Well, who else? I would like to say, like, I had a crush on Johnny Depp, but that's kind of changed now. I don't know, I think he's being a little unstable and it's scaring me, and I hope he's okay, and I hope he gets some help. Anyone else? Oh my gosh. Mads Mikkelsen. He was such a weird ass dilf on Polar, which is this Netflix original, which is like trying to be Kill Bill slash Metal Gear slash there's another one at the top of my head, but I can't remember that movie, but it was just so weird. Keanu Reeves's movie slash John Wick. It was just so weird, but you know, I think that's acceptable, I guess. As you can see, I like dilfs a lot. But I also am, like, like a tiny crush on, late night show guys. So Stephen Colbert, he's just really good with his commentary. Like, I know he has writers, but his delivery is astounding. So is Trevor Noah. I've been binging on those two, on those two shows, like, you won't believe. I also have a tiny bit of a crush on, well, I wouldn't say crush, it's more of, like, admiration. Like, dude, your show is insane. Philip DeFranco, I guess. Of all the YouTubers, I think, like, he's the guy I was a fan of and still am a fan of. I think he's displayed the most growth and has been able to, like, the whole BetterHelp thing was so weird, but I'm kind of okay with, like, passing through that because of the way he handled that situation. And I would agree, like, I felt weird about him shilling or selling off BetterHelp, but at the same time, he handled it better than most. And, like, you know, whenever there's a YouTube issue or some YouTube drama, he does well. Who else am I crushing on? Female celebrities, too. We always have to discuss our females. Angelina Jolie would be the first. Woman is a sex icon. Amazing. Also, for ladies, I don't really remember some of their names. Like, oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones, duh. Who else? Anne Hathaway, and I do not care if y'all are Hathaway haters. She perfects her craft, and if she's boring because she's so cookie cut, she's such a cookie cutter actress model. She's extremely talented, and that's the truth of it. My mouth is really dry. Trying to remember who else. Rihanna. I'm such a huge fan of Rihanna, especially after she's launched her Fenty Beauty line and her Savage X Fenty lingerie line. I think it's amazing that she would actually start a business of something she's really passionate of, and she really focuses on, you know, inclusivity, which is great, because I'm Asian, and even if I'm Asian, and, you know, people tend to prefer having, like, fair skin here, it still is hard for me to find, like, I don't know, my undertone is weird, still is hard for me to find, like, a foundation that matches my skin tone, and it's of good quality, too. Like, you know, it's not a beauty product, a beauty brand that panders to SJWs or, you know, just because inclusivity is in, like, that's not only what they're doing. Fenty Beauty started with so much inclusivity, and they're still working on it. So, yeah, I also love the fact that even her lingerie line is inclusive. Like, I'm not a size 2, I'm not a size 0, I'm moving on to a size 4, size 6, I think. Especially my thighs. My thighs need a little more help, because, I don't know. They are kind of thick for my body. So, you know, just the fact that she's very thoughtful about her products, and she's a lovely lady. She's a badass. She's gone through so much. I look up to her. Yeah. Also love Lady Gaga. I've been a huge fan of Lady Gaga since I was, 14? She's the reason why I have so much confidence today in the fact that I'm a weirdo. So, yeah. I think that's about all that I can remember. I think that about wraps up. Oops, one more. Shox. We don't know Shox. She's Shox and Frost Garin. Shox is she's usually a host, an interviewer on the LEC, but she's gone freelance. She's amazing. She's done so much for the European LCS or the LEC. She's a great, witty and smart woman, and I love following her on Twitter. Frost Garin, on the other hand, you know, she's such a huge impact, I would say. I mean, she came from the I don't know what it's called, but it's like the Chinese LCS. Oops, someone's here. Give me a sec. Alright, I'm back. Where was I? Right. Frost Garin. First of all, I love her voice. I love her style. I love her hair. I love her tattoos. Sometimes she's a hit and miss when she does her analysis, but, you know, that's the thing, right? I think to be very critical of her analysts it's kind of weird. You know, she gets things right, she gets things wrong. But I love how sure she is with her answers. I love her conviction. I love how, you know, she even tries to poke holes on, like, huge teams right now. Like, not really Misfits. I'm so sleepy, I can't even remember their goddamn names. It's like I'm catching myself out here. G2. I'm so sorry. G2. I remember her and Trevor or Quickshot just going at it and trying to analyze a game of G2 versus Fnatic. Was it Fnatic? I have Fnatic, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, Frost Garin was very real about the situation. Obviously, Quickshot has a little bit of a bias. He's a friendlier caster and an analyst. Is he like an analyst? I don't know. He's friendlier towards Fnatic for obvious reasons. But I appreciate how Frost Garin just went on hard. But even then, was also trying to be as hard as she could on G2.
But yeah, they couldn't really find anything during that match. Anyways. I forgot to also add one more celebrity crush. And that is Adam Driver. His portrayal of Ben Solo is amazing, and also his other movies. So yes, I did discover him through Star Wars. Like, I do know him for, did know him first from Star Wars, but watching his other movies, it's just, he's just such an amazing actor. And to learn that he started with having a military background is insane. It's insane, and it's amazing. So yeah, Adam Driver is also at the top of my celebrity crushes. Moving on to Orly, his question is, if it made any sense for you to have a car, what kind of car would it be? A little bit of a background, I take a bike to work because traffic is insane here, but that doesn't mean I don't drive cars. It's just nowadays that I take a bike. If it made sense for me to have a car in this economy, maybe with like a better salary or something, I would pick, in Manila, it's just so expensive, and it's not really helping the environment, but I guess I would pick like an SUV. I would go with a Kia Sorento, maybe. Those cars are cool. Is that even an SUV? I guess. Like, it's a soccer mom car, that's for sure. But yeah. I would pick an SUV, mostly because the flooding here is insane. And I do not want to be stuck, stranded in one place because of the floods. I would like to have a car that is able to move through floods. So a Pajero might make sense, although it's super expensive and the gas consumption is insane. But from my experience, that car can take the most damage and still be alive. But for, like, you know, if I want to be cheap, I'd pick up a Sorento, that's for sure. Just from my experience and from my knowledge, like, people tell me Sorento is a pretty cheap car when it comes to gas. Or, not gas, diesel. I know, right? Diesel sucks. There are other alternatives. I'm also okay. So it's like this. I'm either okay with a small, tiny car, like a Picanto or a Swift, or even a Jazz. Like, I'm super okay with those because I can weave in and out of traffic fine, although weaving in and out of traffic is terrible. But, you know, it gets you home faster, I guess. But they're super scary, especially when you're right next to a bus. And if it's already bad on a bike when you're next to a bus, it's pretty terrible when you're in a tiny car too. But it's either that or an SUV. Yeah. Okay. Oh, just adjust my adorable little pillow fort. The next question comes from Dildo Baggins. Who actually came into the survey as Bilbo Baggins, but I had to change his nickname because he said his original name was Dildo Baggins, but he had to change it to stay PG. I had to tell him, like, this isn't a PG-13 server, you're good. When did you realize that you don't want to have kids? For a bit of context, I think we were discussing something along my personal plans, with bra included, and I said, jokes on you, I don't plan to have kids. Well, I didn't say jokes on you, but I think I commented, someone said, probably, 10 years from now, she might probably have kids, something like that, but I said, I really don't plan to have kids. I don't know, it's been with me, the idea has been with me since I was 7, like, since I knew birds and the bees, and I knew how sex works and how procreation works. I just knew it wasn't for me. Yes, there were bouts, moments where, you know, it's always like when you're picking names and you're planning things for a child, but it's mostly, you know, when you go to a character creation menu in any video game, it's like that level of shallow shit when it comes to like planning kids, like a name, maybe some desired skills, maybe some ideal endings, etc. That's about it. I've never really gone through and thought about, you know, the deeper stuff, like how would you treat your children, how would you teach them, how would you feed them, how would you, you know, all of these things. It was never innate to me. I think also observing my mom and my sister and, you know, everyone else who has kids sort of like made me see that at a very early age that this is not something I would like to have in the future. When I daydream, I never daydream about having children. I never even daydream about having a partner, living with someone. I feel like I've always seen myself as living alone in an apartment, and just, you know, being that modern day ambitious woman, you know, that type of thing. You know, I'd probably have adventures outside of the country, inside of the country, probably sleep around with other dudes. Obviously that much has changed. By when I hit college, I sort of knew that I was probably the type to actually want to settle down with one person, and hopefully they would be willing to travel the world with me and all that. So that part has changed, but like the baby thing, it hasn't changed. So yeah, I learned it from a very early age. It wasn't like, yeah, no, I don't want kids. It wasn't a huge revelation to me. It was more of a, it makes sense. I don't like kids. I don't want kids. That's it. Next, from Balloon, what is your ideal means of relaxation? I want a bathtub. I want a masseur. I want video games and pizza and chill music and a book and like just an amazing bed. That's the ideal, but what I'm usually doing nowadays is nice shower, because I don't have a bathtub. Nice shower, getting to take care of my skin, like having time to do extra skincare stuff. Either laying down in the bed on my laptop, hanging out with you guys, or watching videos, or watching Netflix, or playing a video game, or reading a book. And that also involves trashing on bruh while he's at work. The Canadian Viking again asks, do you do any sort of vocal warm-ups before recording? If yes, what do you do? I don't. I don't do any vocal warm-ups. My voice is really as is when you hear me. I don't drink water. I don't, like, it's bad, but my voice is kind of used to this already, that it doesn't really need much warm-up. If anything, I usually only just need, like, speech, warming up my speech, because sometimes I slur words. Not really slur words, but, well, maybe that happens, especially if I'm in a very, different mood, like a very, very, very seductive mood, but my tone kind of slips. Also a bit of a, you know, there's also the issue with my accent, but I don't regularly practice anything that fixes those. Maybe I should, but when I wake up at 2 a.m. and I hit record, that is what it is, that is what you hear. No warm-ups at all. Next, from an anonymous user. Have you ever flirted with a fan or somebody online? Doc seemed to think that Bra started as a fan. He didn't. We were part of a secret exchange. An audio exchange. I'm sorry, it's getting really hot in my blanket, my pillow fort. I might have to switch soon. I have flirted with fans. I do flirt with fans, but there's like a distance between. I try to still spend like a reasonable distance between me and my fans. I think the presence of Bra has helped, like, make people understand that, yeah, I would flirt playfully with you, but don't expect anything else from that, because I do have a partner. I have flirted with fans. I do flirt with fans. I try to do that from time to time when I'm feeling frisky and when, you know, the occasion calls for it. I also, like, outside of Discord, I occasionally flirt with fans / performers. I won't mention anything else but that. Anyways, favorite game characters? Ooh, this is harder than celebrity crushes. No, it's not harder. Dante. Dante, my man. Super cool dude, super chill. Yeah, there's actually, like, was it a theory or something? A myth? I don't even know. I was like, did you know that Dante does not drink alcohol or has never drunk alcohol in any of his games? I just read that off a trivia. I didn't really actually realize that. But yes, Dante, top one. Geralt would be the next. Who else would be my favorite? Ignis, from Final Fantasy 15. Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. Ellie from The Last of Us. There are more. Just give me a sec. Ah, Cade from Destiny. R.I.P. Press F. Who else? Morrigan from Dragon Age. Yennefer from Witcher 3 and the Witcher books. She's a bitch, but I like her. I wish I was her. Well, maybe not her level of bitchiness, because Bro will leave me. Ezio. Ezio from Assassin's Creed 2. I think he maintains as being the best actual character in a game. Who else? Master Chief, of course. Master Chief from the Halo series. Cortana from the Halo series. Sergeant Johnson as well from the Halo series. Who else? Faith from Mirror's Edge. Red from Transistor. That's about all I can think of. I have a lot of favorites. So, yeah. Oh, also Pagan Min. Which sucks. From Far Cry, it absolutely sucks, because that guy is one of, like, the best characters I've ever seen, most twisted characters I've ever seen, and he doesn't even get that much screen time. But yeah, Pagan Min from the Far Cry series. Yeah, I guess that's about it. Trying to think if I missed anyone. I don't think I have. Um, Yeah, I think that's it. Top, hang on, I'm gonna have to take a break. It's really hot in this pillow fort. Okay, so I took out the pillow fort, so the quality might change a bit because it's so hot in that pillow fort, and I'm already like almost naked in here, so it's so weird. Anyways, from that we move on to Griff again, who asks top 5 waifus and top 5 husbandos. I don't think I can give you a top 5. Let's start with husbandos. Geralt, Dante, in no particular order. Okay, those two in no particular order. Geralt and Dante. Cullen. Cullen from Dragon Age. Dragon Age Inquisition. Oof. Who else? I wouldn't count Master Chief as a husbando. Oh, maybe we can think about anime? Oh dear. No. I'm like looking out into my collections to see if I can pick someone else. But yeah, I can't think of any other game husbandos. Ooh, it's actually hard. It's really, really hard. So it's Geralt, Dante, Cullen, and Cade. Fuck it, Cade is husbando. He's fun. I like Cade. And that's about it. There's one anime husbando I'm thinking of, but you guys are all gonna perpetually tease me for it, so I'm gonna shut up. yeah. Next would be top 5 waifus. Ooh, this is also hard. Yennefer would be top 1 waifu. She can step on me and I thank her for it. Cassandra from Dragon Age Inquisition. she's cute. Who else are my waifus? Oh, of course. Lady from Devil May Cry. She'd be top 1 waifu, actually. The doll. The doll from Bloodborne is waifu. And I don't think I can think of anyone else who would be top 1 who would be waifu. Aloy would also be waifu. Yeah. Yep, those would be my waifus and husbandos. Let's move on to Skeletom, who asks favorite boss in DS1 and DS2 and DS3. DS1 is hard because there are a lot of memorable bosses. Like, I'm just really invested in the lore of DS1. Fuck. But I think in terms of fuck you, fuck this, fuck everyone else, I would go with... Well, fuck that plane first. In terms of fuck you, fuck this, fuck everyone else, I would go with... Highly, highly go with... Ornstein and Smo. For... DS2... I don't really like DS2, so there's nothing really memorable about DS2. I guess, in terms of, oh my god, this is just so sad, it would be the old Iron King? But it was definitely like Vendrick, King Vendrick. No, it's not the old Iron King, it's, no, see, I'm mixing them up, it's just so... King Vendrick, if you follow the lore, he's the idiot who, okay, I don't actually remember, but if I remember the lore correctly, Nishandra sort of fooled the fuck out of Vendrick, and now he's, like, a shell of a person he used to be, of the person he used to be. And it's just so sad, because you see him just going around, like, the arena. I'm like, really? This is who I'm gonna hit? Someone who's lost his damn mind? Alright, then. So, he would be... he's not a favorite, but he's definitely one of the most memorable ones in terms of, oh, this is sad. Oh, what the fuck? next would be, like, Dark Souls 3 is even tougher. Actually, because I'm thinking of who would be my favorite. Because there's just so much wow and spectacle over the Dark Souls 3 bosses. I think it would be Dancer of the Boreal Valley. That's a bitch to defeat. I don't know. I just, like, you have two options. You have the option to go for her early in the game, where, you know, you're a potato, or you go for her at the right stage of the game. The idea is to murder the woman in the cathedral early on in the game if you wanna pick a fight with Dancer of the Boreal Valley. The first phase of her is, like, super easy, but the second phase, where she just goes all out, is just fuck this, fuck everything else, fuck all of you, fuck. And she's, like, one of the best boss fights for me. I remember defeating her playing Britney Spears in the background, because I just needed to calm down. Like, Britney Spears isn't someone who would help me calm down, but, you know, like, just the sheer contrast of this ominous music and then, like, Britney Spears playing in the background just neutralizes everything and keeps me untilted, I guess. Alright, moving on to the next question from Gus. One question that you would want to ask me and why. I don't know. My question would be, if this is a challenge for you, I guess, if you could pick a club to be in, like, I know you probably hate going out to clubs, but if there was a club in where you're from, or maybe even outside of where you're from, if there was an infamous club you would want to visit, what would it be and why? Because someone used to ask me that back when I was in college, and I was like, I don't like going to clubs. Yeah, but if you could pick a club, where would you go? I don't know any clubs. Which is false, because I actually know a couple of clubs. So, there was one in a city nearby that looks cool. It's called the Palace Pool Club, I think. And apparently you don't swim there. This is just dumb, but it's funny. I love it. Next question. Atomic Turtle. How did you meet your boyfriend, since he is on the other side of the world? By the way, happy Valentine's. Do you get an audio? I already answered the second part of the question. First part of the question, my current boyfriend, it feels weird calling him boyfriend because we're kinky. But yes, my boyfriend is Bra. We met in a group chat on Kick that was meant for GWA performers and writers and listeners and whatnot. He was a very popular dude back then, like, popular within the group. I swear to God, every time he gets on, like, he says hello, like, I shit you not, the women who used to be there would always greet and say bonjour. It's either he's really charming, or it's because he's French that, like, people are into him. Which is funny, because I'm not into the French. Like, I hate the French language. Like, I hate learning the French language. I dislike the fact that people romanticize Paris a lot. French films. Like, oh, I watch this French film. I'm like, dude, they didn't even win a lot of awards. So, anyways, French food though, I will admit to enjoying the fuck out of it. And French fashion. But yeah, I met Bra through there. We never really messaged each other privately until after a few months of me being on that group chat. And it was a very wholesome conversation at first. We were only able to express interest in each other with this stupid ass move from Bra going, oh, so some of the guys that are a little flirty, and Bra was one of them, and I always call them, you guys are so smooth, I bet you can't say anything that wouldn't make a girl sort of blush or get flustered. And then he goes and says, he challenges us and just goes with, hey, BB, you want some fuck? So, so I was amused by that, like the fact that he turned it around, so I was like, yeah, slide into my DMs, and then, so, he'll be flying in a few months, and that's how we make things last. Well, we also make things last through other things, like hanging out with each other every weekend and checking in on each other every day. So, yeah. Next question. From MD, besides Naruto, what other anime or manga did you watch or read? I watched a lot of anime. Chobits. GTO, Great Teacher Onizuka, Slam Dunk, not Monster Hunter, Flame of Recca, Hunter x Hunter, yes, Bushigi Yugi, or for us it's Ghost Hunters. Is it Ghost Hunters or Ghostbusters? No, not Ghostbusters, but it's something like that. It had weird English / Tagalog names back then. For the more modern ones, quote unquote, Death Note, Psycho Pass 1 and 2. Oh wait, 2 I haven't really watched. 1, yes. What else? Attack on Titan. Of course, Shinjuku no Kyojin, it's Attack on Titan in Japanese. I'm trying to remember what else. I think that's about it. That's all I can remember for now. Pretty sure I watched a couple more than those. Dragon Ball, of course. I was a kid. Of course I'd watch Dragon Ball. But yeah, those are just some of the ones that I've watched. Those that I can clearly remember because I made some fan-made stuff for those. Best restaurant, Dildo Baggins asks, best restaurant that you have been in the Philippines that you would recommend to a tourist? Depends, what are you into? Are you into Filipino food? Are you into Italian food? Into Chinese food? Are you into American food? But if we're talking about Filipino food, I would always suggest that you try Manam. Go for the following. You can go for Manam, you can go for Jerry's Grill, you can also go for Mang Inasal. These are very Filipino restaurants, middle to upper class, so it's not expensive, it's not fancy hotel food, it's legitimate, like, what Filipinos would enjoy. I would also encourage you to head to Jolly Jeeps in, like, not Jollibee, Jolly Jeeps in Makati. Jolly Jeeps in Makati, they're, like, street food vendors, some of them would serve you sisig, so you can try going to sisig near Sisig Sarada. I would recommend those. Jolly Jeeps are for your lower to middle class folks. So like these are genuinely enjoyed by the larger public and not like fancy hotel food. I would be careful when you go to Jolly Jeeps though, and only go for the ones where there are a lot of people lined up so that you don't get sick. That's all. You can also go for a food crawl. I'm not very familiar with the restaurants in Binondo, but you can go for a food crawl there. There are food crawl guides who can help you out. That's about it. Yeah. If you're going to Cebu, I don't really remember a lot of restaurants in Cebu because I don't go there often, but there is one cafe that you have to go to. It's called the Abaca Cafe. Fuck the fact that it doesn't exist in Manila, because Abaca Cafe is the best cafe I have ever been to. The food is great, the drinks are great, the pastries, you know, the baked stuff, they're great. It's just amazing. They're very slow though, so you have to remember that, but yes, Abaca. Must go to. Sadly for Davao, I don't have much because I've only been there rarely, and I haven't really tried any of their special stuff, but you can go to the People's Market in Davao during the evenings. The security there is a little strict, so be aware of that. Don't be scared off by military dudes going around if you ever notice them. Entire Mindanao is under martial law, so there's that. But yeah, you know, just the People's Market has some pretty good street food stuff, and there's a fun atmosphere there, so definitely go there. Oh, you can also go to weekend markets and weekday like food bazaars. Like there's one called Mercato. Mercato happens in Taguig and Makati. And there's like weekend markets in different pockets of Metro Manila. One of the more popular ones will be the Salcedo and the Gaspi weekend markets happening in Makati as well. Right. From that, we move on to Orally again with this question: favorite character, archetype, rogue, ranger, healer, etc. to play in RPGs? I always go for dex builds, so rogues, but I can also go for the archer types, sniper types. I'm also not partial to mage, especially with Dragon Age Inquisition, I always go for the mages. So yeah. Dex or mage types. I could go for brawler and knights too, but it's just not my style. You know, I like fooling around a bit. So those are definitely my choices. Sex toy you most want but don't have it. Okay. Definitely those Bluetooth Wi-Fi ones. The ones where someone else can control it. Oh my god, I think it's called Love Sense. I also want to try the Hitachi. The Hitachi was a very, 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 very popular toy back when I first started to join GWA. I also want, like, I just want a variety of rabbits. Rabbits are, like, I have two rabbits, and it's just some of the most fun I've ever had. So yeah, but number one would be Lovens. So that flow can torture me. And two would be Hitachi, but I just don't know where to hide that. One thing that I'm also considering, like there's a list, I just don't remember their names, but yeah. Oh, and maybe a lot of rope. Like it's not a sex toy, but a lot of rope so I can get you buried. next question, and I think this is the last one from I don't know how to pronounce your name, sir. Kuro001. Kuro001? Beards, yay or nay? Yay. Definitely yay. It's so weird, because ever since I've been with Bra, I've been conditioned to like people with beards too. Baby faces are cool too as well, but like, beards are just a little more fun. Alright, that's about it. That was a long session, I think. I think I'm gonna sleep more after this, because... Oof. Damn it. Sorry about that. Holy shit, it's an hour long. My phone literally just wouldn't let me log in with my fingerprint. But yeah, I think that's about it. Thank you so much for your questions. I'm sorry it takes such a long time to answer some of them. I'm so sleepy. I'm still very sleepy. Like, waking up at 1 a.m. to record is not fun. Like, recording is fun, but waking up sucks. So I'm gonna sleep more, probably eat breakfast in a bit, and I will see you guys soon, maybe during the stream that's happening in, like, a couple of hours. I'll talk to you then. Bye! Mwah.